There's something new to do in Ocean City this summer, but it has some people concerned for safety. They're called jetpacks. Think parasailing and jet skis together, and you'll have something that kind of propels you as high as 30 feet into the air. Alex von Bessenius is co-owner of Relentless Water Sports in Ocean City and joins us to explain how these jetpacks work. Alex, what's the concept behind these things?
Well, the concept is we're just trying to bring a new and fun, safe, new product to the market. We try to keep it safe because we have instructors that work with every person individually. We teach each person with about a 5 to 10 minute session beforehand, and we're keeping it safe because we're able to talk to these people one-on-one while they're flying the jetpack. So we're teaching them in a one-way radio helmet, saying, you know, pull down or go left, go right, kind of making sure they're doing the right things. We also control their throttle with a remote control, so that there's absolutely no way that they can get themselves into trouble and, you know, come back into the boat or hit any other object out in the water. We'll just throttle them down and put them in the water.
Well, that is my next question is, how much control would I, the rider, have over this?
Well, the rider has complete control over their up and down and left and right, but it's limited by the amount of throttle that they're given. We control the throttle. So even if the rider pushes all the way up and wants to do a backflip, that's not going to happen because all we do is throttle them down. It's actually safer than a jet ski because you as the rider don't have 100% control over your throttle. So you're not able to do absolutely everything. But, you know, as long as everybody's listening and everybody's of sound mind, you're going to be up in the air, you're going to have a good time. We'll get you up 30 feet.
Now, as you're aware, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police have some concerns. So I would ask you, how safe would you say these things are?
I'd say they're very safe. We've flown over 10,000 people in the past year and a half that I've been in business. I have now 3 locations, and not a single event has ever happened where someone's gotten hurt.
Hey, Alex, I've watched some of the YouTube video, and what is that hose that is connected to the jetpack, and where does it connect to on the other end?
Well, it's literally that. It's a fire hose. It's a basic four and a half inch wide fire hose. It's 33 feet long and hooks up to what we call the jet lev, which looks kind of like a space pod, but all it really is it's a jet ski engine inside of a custom hull. It's 260 horsepower with a supercharger, so it definitely has some power to it. Basically, what it does is it sucks the water up into the hull there and through the hose, unlike a jet ski out the back, this goes out the front. And it goes up to the jetpack that you're strapped into, that you're sitting in, and you just control the direction of the flow of the nozzles, and that'll determine where you're going to go.
So how popular have they been this season for you?
Oh, they're insanely popular. They draw crowds of thousands of people just to watch. I mean, everybody wants a chance to fly, and this is granting them the ability to do so. I mean, it's literally the feeling of weightlessness. I mean, I can't explain to you how amazing it feels the first time you get on it and the first time you feel that sensation of actual flight.
How much does it cost to rent one, and how long do you get up there?
Flights start at $99. That's for a 10-minute ride. We suggest doing the 20-minute ride, which is $150. We'll go, you know, we do a price breakdown all the way up to about an hour. Honestly, the people who are out there that do it, I've never had a single complaint. It's just the most fun thing. It just the biggest smile ear to ear every single time. A lot of times it's like riding a bike for the first time. You got to learn how to do it. A lot of people they tire themselves out because they hold on so hard. Thing of it is, you don't really have to hold on because it will fly by itself. But because people get tired of, you know, really quickly, we suggest doing just a 20-minute flight for the first time. That way we have time to work with you and get you going with it.
All right, Alex von Bessenius of Relentless Water Sports in Ocean City. Good luck with your business, and thanks for your time. By the way, we'll put this on our website so people can get a look at how these things work.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. RelentlessWaterSports.com. Come check it out.